T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ricardo Allen joining us here now on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. How you doing today, Rico?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
We're doing great,
good,
man.
Doing really good.
We appreciate you taking some time for us today. And honestly, we were out there yesterday when you guys took the field. We didn't know that we were going to see number 37 out there being able to participate the way that you did. When did you know that you were going to be healthy enough to go in training camp like you have?
Oh, man, I always felt good, you know, going through my training and my rehab and stuff like that. I always felt really good, but I never knew the load that I was going to take, man. I was hoping that, you know, I was hoping it would be a good surprise that I was able to get out on the field and, you know, start the first day, but I didn't know if they were going to clear me or not. So when I heard that I actually had some plays, man, I was pretty excited about it.
When did you find out officially? Like, when did they clear you and tell you that you were going to be able to be out there yesterday?
Man, probably like right before I was going to get I found out right in the meeting, right before I was going to go on the field, that I had had some reps in practice, and I was like, "Oh man, it's time to go!" Everybody kind of looked at me and was like, "Oh, let's go, man!"
All right,
that was great, man. Because I know that was a great day because we were looking at it. I was like, "Hold on, is that 37 out there?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh no, he's just out there. He did." Then I go back over there, and you're running team, and I see you on the field. I'm like, oh my God, this dude is actually out here practicing, because I know that day over there in the Mercedes-Benz against the Saints, and when you hurt yourself and everything, I know that was a dark moment for you, but what was your mindset trying to get back? Because I know every athlete says, I'll be back by the start of the season. But I mean, what was that mindset like?
It was a time to like, you know, what's up, brother? It was time to prove to myself, you know, my mindset was, you know, just, I got babies at home, man, so they ain't never really seen me. This is my first time going through injury and stuff like that, so they ain't never really even seen me down. So I was saying, like, if I'm going to be the one who preaches to them and talk to them later on in life when it's time for them to, you know, because they're going to go through some hard times. Everything ain't going to always be easy. So I want to be the guy that I'm always one of the ones who telling everybody to keep going, always trying to build everybody up. I always got good spirits and things are going good for me. So when it was my first time being hurt, I wanted to see what kind of player, what kind of person I was, you know, when things got tough. So I always, you know, talk to myself. I've seen plenty of players get hurt and come back, make comeback player of the year, make, you know, some of the best plays, be some of the best players on the field. You know, Adrian Peterson come back from an ACL that one time and had one of his best careers. So I'm like, shoot, why not take this as a year that I can get down and, you know, I can study the defense a little bit more. I can start to study offense a little more. I can work on some of the things that I thought, you know, was my weaknesses and just, you know, keep building.
Falcon safety Ricardo Allen joining us live from Flowery Branch on training camp day number 2. Ricardo, they say that the absence makes the heart grow fonder. I know that you wanted to be on the field last year, of course, but you weren't. I wonder if sort of having that taken away from you in the middle of your prime makes this season feel a little bit more special.
Yeah, it does, man. It's like you never really get like when you hurt, you got to put life into perspective. It ain't, you just a football player. I've been playing football ever since I started, and I've been grinding. That was like what I did my whole life. And when you're doing stuff for so long and you're doing things so consistently, it started to become like normal. It started to become like what life is supposed to be. And then when football is taken away from you for, you know, just out of the blue, you know, I blew my Achilles, a non-contact, just being by myself, you just, you know, life starts to slow down, and you start to realize that, like, man, what else does this world, you know, have for me? All I can do is sit around and think. All I can do is sit around and really focus on myself. So I wanted to see, like, you know, I always say I wanted to see what kind of person I was. I picked up a lot of books, studied with my family, but shoot, being in this season and being out, man, it makes life, you know, it makes football much more important. You start to enjoy and appreciate, you know, every time you're on the field, because you know it really is a blessing, and you will never know when it's the last play.
You know, that's right. And I always say this about you, and it's always fun to interview. I would say you embody everything that Dan wants in a football player. Tough, you're smart. You try to beat him in the mornings during game week so you can get your prep on and everything. And we had a chance to talk to Mohamed Sanu yesterday, and he was talking about there's a different type of focus this year for y'all. Do you see that right now?
Oh, man, yeah, just even coming out today and just being in the rain, you know. People don't like practicing in the rain, but I swear just You know, we were sore, we were tired already, you know, that second day. First day of training camp, your body feel really good. Second day, you really get that shock, man. You're like, well, we just been running, we ain't hit nobody yet, but we still very sore. So it's like, some people come out and be dragging around. It was raining, we could have easily, you know, made excuses about the day, but like, this team was focused today. Offense and defense competing. We challenging each other. We trying to take care of each other as much as we can. But man, it is a real good focus going on around this team right now. It's like a good feeling to it.
Ricardo Allen joining us as practice just comes to an end up there at Flowery Branch. Now, Rico, we heard Dan Quinn address you guys the other day when everyone reported to camp, and he said he was, quote, more lit and more woke for this season than ever before. Is that true? Can you confirm the lit and woke Dan Quinn?
Oh, yeah. He's been on it the last 2 days, man. One thing he's not doing, he's making sure he's not letting anything slide, and he's making sure that if he got something to say, he's going to make sure he get on it right there. So it's, I appreciate that, and I like that. And he's pushing all his players to keep going. He's pushing everybody to keep getting better. And you can tell he's excited about this season because he knows who we are. Like, he knows who this team is. Once we get back to what we do and get everybody back healthy, get everybody on the same page, and when we know we're going to take it day by day because we got a long time to go before the season starts, but we're gonna keep, you know, building these blocks every chance we get because we know what type of team we have.
What were your initial thoughts when you knew that he was going to be the new defensive coordinator?
Man, me and Coach Quinn, we got like such like a, you know, like I talk to Q, you know, on a daily basis, man. And I understand, you know, a lot of his mindset because, you know, he's really the one who like helped develop me and change me into like the free safety spot, you know, him and him. But with Q just, you know, taking over the defense, I it's like because I've been with him for so long and I've, you know, I've seen the way he liked to call things, man. He just liked to let his players cut free, you know, play your player's strength and let's go get it. And I kind of like that because me, I'm the type of player, I work hard enough and I grind, you know, through the whole, you know, off season and during the season and stuff to be like when it's tough times, I want him to call on me. I want him to put me in the tough position to be able to either win or lose the game because I'm not just trying to be out there. Like, if I'm going to be a part of a game, I want to be either the reason we lost that thing or the reason we won that thing. And more time, I want to be a part of the win, you know?
Not everybody has that. That's a hell of a mentality to have.
Yeah, man, I'm not just trying to be out there. You're just wasting space just being on the field. Anybody can do that.
Right.
Hey, obviously, Falcons fans last year were heartbroken, not just at your injury, but there was a rash of injuries on the defense. Keanu Neal missed the majority of the season. How does number 22 look so far through 2 days of training camp?
Oh, man, he's been looking really good, just floating, you know, just, you know, moving around like he always doing, having his presence being felt, always in the, you know, the box, man. He's moving real good. He feels real comfortable, man. We've been talking. It's been cool to just, you know, go through that process just with my partner. It's sad that you don't ever want to be hurt, but, like, to be able to come back, you know, at the same time with your partner and to be able to work through our injuries together, man, it's just cool to be able to watch him because he looked good, he feels good, he's running good, he looks smooth. He looked like the old Kiki, so, you know, that's a good thing for me.
And like you said, unfortunate, you did have an injury to one of your brothers and a guy who was going to help you all out at that safe position and JJ yesterday, just an unfortunate type incident. What about that loss for y'all?
Man, that hurt my soul right there because he was a good dude. Like he felt into like he blended into our room really well, man. He was a guy that came in. He took his role serious, man. You could tell he's done it before. He's been in the league. He knew his plays. He was challenging. He was competing, man. And, like, for somebody to go and work that hard and come into a group and, like, get the whole group to, like, you know, appreciate him and bond with him and bring him in, man, it was tough to even see that happen, man. Because, like, me coming from, you know, my whole time, my whole grind, just getting back to this game, I know how hard it is to actually just even get ready for training camp. And then when you go down on your first day, man, that's tough for anybody. You don't want to see no injuries for no one.
Ricardo Allen joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from Flowery Branch. Now, Rico, you said during your injury you spent a lot of time diving into the defense, but you also said you spent some time looking at offenses as well. I have to imagine it's going to be tough for defensive coordinators to game plan against what the Falcons are doing on offense this year. If that was your job, if you were tasked with trying to stop this offense, how would you even go about trying to do that?
Golly, I can't tell you. I'm going to tell you. It's tough because you don't know, like, who do you double? Who do you not double? Who do you single up? Like, that would be, like, the hardest thing because any of those wide receivers, you don't want to get singled up. You got Pro Bowl tight end. got Pro Bowl running backs, got great offensive line, got an all-world quarterback. It ain't really like you just got to hope your players ready to compete, man. You better get out there and just hope that they compete and hope that the offense make mistakes more so than they make completions and stuff, because it's like practicing against this offense, man, they have you so ready to go into the game.
Well, last one for me, and the guy who took over for you and Devontae Casey and had a really good year last year, now he's moving to that nickel spot. You know that heat in that nickel, and you also know the how it is to be back there at free safety. Which is going to be harder for him to adjust to, the free safety spot or being down in that heat at the nickel spot?
You know, he played nickel his whole life, coming through, like, college and all kind of stuff. But he's also a really good, like, free safety because he got, like, just a natural knack for, like, just going to get the ball. And if he get his fingertips on it, he's going to get that thing for sure. But it's just like everything comes with, you know, every position comes with its pros and cons that you have to learn about it. You know, as a middle field safety, you don't have to learn, you know, the bruises and the bumps of it. In the nickel spot, you don't have to learn the bruises and the bumps of it. So it's cool when all of us is out there, because I played nickel too. I played in this defense for a while, so it's like I can always help. And he's doing a really good job of trying to, like, pick the wide receivers' brains of, like, how they attack nickels and how they do kinds of things. So he's trying to find a way to do, like, a deep research on the nickel position.
Hey, Rico, we appreciate the time today. It was great to see you on the field yesterday, and we can't wait to see what the season holds in store for you and the rest of the defense.
Thanks a lot, brother.
I appreciate that. It's good to be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.